When you look at national data and you specifically look at Connecticut, it shows that our state is home to over 103,000 babies, which represents just about 3% of the state's population. And as many as 31% live in households with incomes less than twice the federal poverty line. And it places these children in economic disadvantages. So you can imagine how many parents here and across the country are terrified about cuts and safeguards for childcare, special education, affordable housing, and of course, children's health care as well, which is why we are going into another year of what's called Strolling Thunder Rally. It's happening on Capitol Hill tomorrow, and we are very excited to talk about Strolling Thunder. This is a project done by Zero to Three's Think Babies Initiative. It's a national movement, and it's to make sure that lawmakers are prioritizing the needs of our young children. So to talk about this, we have Miriam Calderon here. She is the Chief Policy Officer for Zero to Three. Hey, Miriam, welcome to WICC.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad to have you here. First of all, tell us a little bit of background about Zero to Three, why it came to fruition and then created eventually the Think Babies Initiative and the now going into the 8th annual Strolling Thunder.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I always love to say Zero to Three has been around since I was a toddler and in its founding of its organization. And it's really a national organization dedicated to ensuring that every baby in our country has the strongest possible start in life. So we have resources for families, for providers and professionals, those that work with families and young children. And we have, a very big focus on stronger public policy that really can support getting every baby and more families opportunities that we know will help, ensure that babies develop and learn and are healthy. And Think Babies is really initiated and launched because we see this real disconnect between what we know families and babies need to thrive and where our public policy is. And really, we haven't seen enough progress in action at the scale that we need. And with initiatives like Think Babies, we can help support families, especially with a day like Strolling Thunder in an event, really being able to get more resources and supports and partnering with our organization to tell their stories directly to their elected representatives so they can take action.
I know we're going into an 8th year of doing Strolling Thunder, which takes place in Washington, D.C. And I'm curious, Miriam, what has happened in the last few years since starting this rally? What have we seen? Have there been any areas of growth or a shift in more focus or prioritizing in our young, our younger generation of children? I mean, have we seen any impact, I guess, is the best way to put it?
Yeah, absolutely. We continue to see, impact and progress in states, individual states, states like, Connecticut, where we, states will take actions. We've seen, progress in at the federal level. We had, particularly around, the public health emergency and the pandemic and COVID-19, we saw things like, huge investments and policies that Zero to Three has long been advocating for, like an enhanced refundable child tax credit that the data show about millions of children right out of poverty. Unfortunately, that program was allowed to expire. We saw historic investments in child care. Some of those resources, again, have been allowed to expire. So I think that's the point, right? We see incremental change. We see states doing some positive things. Not every state we know has every support in place. We think it's going to take stronger policy at the federal level. We see incremental progress, but we need action at the same time. We continue to hear from families that it's feeling like it's harder and harder to make ends meet and to raise a baby in this country. And we know that, stronger policies, particularly at the federal level, can help change conditions for families and states and communities. And so we want bolder action and we want more urgency.
Miriam Calderon is here, Chief Policy Officer for 0-3. And Strolling Thunder is back for its 8th year tomorrow in Washington, D.C. This is a rally that is made up of babies, parents, caregivers. They're going to be meeting with members of Congress to urge the passage of key legislation which supports good health, strong families, and positive early learning experiences. And Miriam, I love that you outlined before that you are seeing individual states step up. I know here in Connecticut, one of the things that really stands out to me in this last year is that we passed legislation, and it is already in effect, baby bonds. So they are providing funds to children who are born into families that have economic struggles, that are on Husky, for example. And these kids, by the time they're 18, could have funding of up to $20,000 under their name so that they can get a good head start into either their education or a home or whatever the case may be for them. So I know that states are individually doing this. We wish we could see this universally, though, right? I mean, we wish we could see this across the country for every child. And even here in Connecticut, we are struggling in some regards, like early childhood education. We are struggling to find more affordable, reliable care options for kids. And we're struggling to find early childhood educators, right? I mean, could you talk about maybe just a little more specific, the key things that you want policymakers to really focus on when it comes to better supporting our youth?
Oh, absolutely. I love that you mentioned and you bring up baby bonds, Melissa, because I think that that's a great example of, you know, we see states doing something really important and innovative. Baby bonds is a great example of that, of a policy really that, you know, directly goes at what we know is some of, you know, the disparities we see in income and wealth for families across the country. And there is legislation, you know, at the federal level, right, that would bring that policy to, as you outlined, you know, nationally into scale and really bring that, you know, to other states. And that's really, you know, the story, I think, of what we see across the country when we look at the data and when we talk to families is that, you know, geography, really where a baby is born, the state and the community that they live in, really dictates a lot, right, about their experiences. And that's really because of the presence or absence of some of these policies, whether that state is, you know, investing in programs like baby bonds or whether they're investing in their in health or in expanding early learning opportunities. And that's why we need strong federal policy. And that's why an event like Strolling Thunder allows us to do is how do we take what we're learning in these states that are, you know, innovative, and really think about how a federal policy agenda can, you know, bring them to scale. You know, paid leave is a great example, or you mentioned, you know, childcare, early childhood education. We have, you know, a couple states, like, for example, New Mexico passed a ballot measure and is working on implementing universal early childhood education, right? We know, though, that in the vast majority of places, it's going to take stronger action in Congress and in the administration and at the federal level, right, for a state like Connecticut, while they may continue to invest in more opportunities and lowering costs of childcare, helping recruit and retain more early childhood educators, pay them better, and, you know, improve their working conditions, going to ultimately take action at the federal level to make sure that every baby has the opportunity and parents have choices and the supports that they need for their families to thrive.
So it sounds like for people who are already planning on doing Strolling Thunder, they're pretty much set in place. They know what to do. They are prepared to go to Washington, D.C. They may already be there as we speak. But for our average listener right now on their way to work, and they're saying, I hear what you're saying, Miriam. I want to get involved with this, but I can't be part of this rally. I didn't prepare for this. Is there something they could do today? Is there something they could do this week to support what you're talking about and this call to action and to have more federal involvement in bettering the future of our youngsters? I mean, is there something that they could do today besides being part of the rally?
Absolutely. go, you know, visit thinkbabies.org. There are ways to, you know, join this movement to push for these policies. Meeting with your representatives at home, taking action by writing letters, making phone calls, telling your story. We're seeing so many families using social media now so effectively and so powerfully to tell their, to tell their stories. I think it's so critical for families to really, and that's the power of something like Strolling Thunder, but however you can, in whatever ways you can, you know, the power of your personal story and really lifting up what it's like to raise a baby in this country, and what that reality looks like, the challenges with finding childcare, affording it. Those stories are really, really important. And I think the more we can lift our voices and make sure that our elected leaders hear about that and the actions they can take immediately this year, right, acting with urgency and in bold ways to pass these policies like paid leave and affordable childcare, is really what we all know we want. And you know, these are not crazy ideas. They're policies that exist in other countries, right? We need to pass them here at the federal level so we can eliminate, you know, geography and race and income as predictors of whether a baby is going to have a bright future or not.
Mm-hmm. And Miriam Calderon, I want to thank you so much for the work that you do as Chief Policy Officer for 0-3, and good luck with this year's Strolling Thunder. And I look forward to speaking with you again, I would hope, in the future.
Yes, likewise. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Again, Miriam Calderon is the Chief Policy Officer for 0-3. And 0-3 had created a Think Babies initiative, which is a national movement for lawmakers to prioritize the needs of infants, toddlers, their families, so that we're investing in our nation's future. This includes key policy initiatives like maternal health, infant and childhood mental health, early learning, child care, and of course, just the children's health care in general. So if you want to, speak to the lawmakers that are representing us in Washington, D.C., if you want to talk about this and say, we need to do more, we need to get more federal action. It's not enough that Connecticut's doing a little bit here, a little bit there. We need more done for our future. Go to their website, thinkbabies.org, and you can take action. You can email Congress. You can, find your elected officials and continue the conversation and really share your personal stories and why you want to see more investment in the next generation. So again, you can go to thinkbabies.org, and man, if you can take a trip down to Washington, D.C. tomorrow and be part of Strolling Thunder, you can do that as well. You can find the details on that as well at thinkbabies.org.